Today is Chaf Hei Adar, the 25th of Adar, Tav Shin, Pei Aleph 5781. We are continuing with our daily learning, personal growth, character development in the Archos Tzadikim, the Shar HaSimcha, the Gate of Happiness, clinging to the Ribono Shel Olam, learning the Hanhagos, the ways that we can find and achieve true happiness and true Simcha, true satisfaction all the days of our lives. So we left off yesterday discussing what is that protective fence that a person needs, the trust that a person is to have in the Almighty, the bitachon. And the question we address today is, Ezehu davar mevi sheyivtach ba'adam ba'elukim. What is it that brings a person to trust in Hashem? So the answer he explains is, Zohi ha'emuna. You know what it is? It's belief. It's belief in the Ribono Shel Olam. In fact, in the Sefer Emuna Bitachon, the Chazon Ish explains how emuna, belief, differs from bitachon. Oftentimes, these are words that are interchangeable, that seem to be mistakenly misunderstood, but actually they are quite different. And the Chazon Ish explains in this Sefer that Emunah is the logical, intellectual understanding and acceptance that Hashem is running the world. It really is, what he boils down to, is the understanding that it's the belief that everything that happens has a reason, is part of a master plan, and is always toiv, is always good, even at times when it doesn't appear to be so. That's what it means to have emunah. That even though sometimes what we perceive to be the emes, we perceive to be something that it's the opposite of tov, when the reality is that there's always a silver lining, there's always something that's good, even if we don't understand what it is. But bitachon is something else. Bitachon is translating and relating that intellectual understanding into action. It's what makes it bepoel. It means displaying a sense of calm and serenity in challenging circumstances, things that are set your way, that are thrust upon you, and truly feeling, not just thinking, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what he's doing and that everything is ultimately for the good. And even if it is that we don't necessarily understand how it is for the good, it's the understanding, it's the belief that really everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows and everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, everything is ultimately for the good. That's how the Chazon Ish explains the difference between Emuna and Bitachon. And because he believes, and since we understand this person, he believes in the Ribono Shel Olam, he believes in the Creator, that all of his success in this world and all of success in the next world that comes from him, and that there's ein od milvado, there's no one other besides him, hakol hu mimenu ve'ein acher zuloso, there's no one besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu, noisen libo la'ava oso, b'chol levavo. You know what happens? His ability to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to love Hashem, is great. He resolves to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chol levavo, with all of his heart, with all of his might. So the ability to achieve simcha, and the understanding of what true happiness is the resolution, the conclusion that a person draws and comes to, is this realization that there's nothing other besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'in acher zulasa, and so therefore his libo, his heart, is totally, completely, and utterly committed to the Ahavas Hashem, to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chol levavo. We should be zochet to do this each and every day b'poel. Wishing everybody a happy, a healthy, and a very blessed day.